Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Meredith Zien, Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Kathy Gal. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing well. You know, it's spring, and that's really all I can, I can't complain. The nicer weather's coming, and I'm ready to get that underway.
Excellent.
Well, you've got a program to talk to us about, helping out with some people who need some assistance.
Exactly. So I wanted to highlight a program that a lot of people may not be familiar with. It is a program called KRAD. And what KRAD stands for, it's the Kansas Respite for Alzheimer's and Dementia. And this is a resource for family caregivers that have limited access to respite care or other supports through systems that we've got. And the purpose of it is to provide relief to unpaid caregivers or individuals who have a probable diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease or dementia-related diseases. So I get asked all the time, what is respite care? Well, respite care basically is a way for a family caregiver to get a break. So if I am caring for my mom who is ill, caregiving, as we all know, can be a very rewarding but also very taxing job, especially if we don't have folks who can come in and give us a break when we need to kind of regenerate or run errands and so forth. And respite care is a service that offers that temporary substitute support for that caregiver to be able to leave and go do things that we need to get done, such as the shopping, or so that they can go and enjoy maybe just grabbing a cup of coffee with a friend, just to get out of the house and kind of rejuvenate. So it gives a brief period of relief or rest for caregivers. This might be someone coming in the home to help with personal care, or as a homemaker or other types of in-home services. Or it might also involve taking your loved one to a senior center or a skilled nursing facility for a short period of time where your loved one that is caring for you can get that break. So there are different ways that respite care can be provided. To be eligible for this program, a caregiver does have to meet criteria. So the caregiver needs to be a family member or other informal caregiver that is ages 18 or older. And those individuals must be providing care to an individual of any age living with Alzheimer's or other related dementia. The key thing here is family caregiver. So if I have someone who is being paid to be a caregiver, you are not eligible for the KRAD program. It has to be an unpaid family caregiver who is living in the home with the person that they're caring for. The individual that we're caring for also needs to have a probable diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease or a related dementia. So if all of those apply to the situation, funds are available through the KRAD program to help cover the cost of this respite care. And to apply for those funds, individuals can contact their local area agency on aging. And I reached out to the area agency on aging last week, and I let them know that I was going to talk about this program and to see how best for folks to get in touch. And the area agency on aging based out of Ottawa suggested that folks call them directly to gather more information. Area Agency on Aging in Ottawa, their phone number is 785-242-7200, and they can provide more information. But individuals can get up to $1,000 to cover cost of respite care per year. And the KRAD program follows the state of Kansas fiscal year, so funds become available in July and go through June, but they're awarded on a first-come, first-served basis to individuals who meet the qualification criteria. So you can reapply for funds at the start of each year. So I encourage folks, if you are caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's or dementia, living in the home with your loved one, to reach out to the Area Agency on Aging and see if you qualify. Funds do not come to us as an individual. The Area Agency on Aging will help connect you to someone who can provide that respite care, and then the state of Kansas pays that respite care service directly. So we don't have to worry about the funds coming to us and us having to pay the caregiver. So a list of approved caregivers can be picked up from the Area Agency on Aging, and through the process of meeting with them, they can make all of the connections that are needed. I know from the work that I have done here at K-State Extension, just in the area of Alzheimer's education and aging in general, and talking with folks who are family caregivers, this is a program that does not have a lot of, publicity around it, you would say. Most people don't know that it exists. And so I really wanted to take time to get it out there, because it is important for us as a family caregiver to get that break that we need, rejuvenate. It's good for our mental health. It's good for our physical health. And it's good for the person that we're caring for, because when we are able to take a break and take some time for ourselves, then we can be a much better caregiver than we would be if we get burned out or exhausted. So I encourage folks, check out the KRAD program. If you've got questions, you can give me a call at 913-294-4306 at the Extension office. Or if you want to speak with someone about how to go about applying for the program, again, I suggest that you call the Area Agency on Aging in Ottawa at 785-242-7200.
A very important research. Make sure you guys do some looking into it. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub.